Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Square off with the reigning President's Trophy-winning Boston Bruins tonight here in Boston in the first of two October battles. And after taking a spirited win out of Pittsburgh last night, the Hawks look to grab another two road points, all within about 26 hours. First of two meetings between these two teams this season. First of two meetings, Troy, in this month of October. We'll see the Bruins again back when the Blackhawks return to the United Center. So down to center ice we go. Beecher against Bedard to get her going. The drop of the puck. This one's underway. Beecher wins the draw. Got it over to Lindholm. Over to Kevin Korchinski along the left boards. Back to Jones between the circles. Back to Korchinski. Hawk line left wing. Head to Connor Bedard over the Bruin line. Drop past Donato to Bedard. Bottom of the right circle. Tough angle shot. Save made. Rebound. He scores! Connor Bedard's first National Hockey League goal. He did it on a wraparound. He beat Ullmark to the near post, and Bedard slipped it in behind him for the first National Hockey League goal of his career. May it be the first of 1,000. It's 1-0 Hawks. Somebody get that puck.
Ryan Donato went and grabbed the puck from the linesman. Scramble around the net. Long reach, long stick for Connor Bedard. Easy wrap around into the empty net, and he is mopped by his teammates. How cool is that? You play Sidney Crosby, then you come into the Boston Garden, and you score your first goal in the NHL. Congratulations, Connor Bedard.
Morgan Geeky, Bruin line right wing. Got it to Poitras over the Hawk line down the left wing side. Matthew Poitras in his NHL debut. Cross to Carlo. He fires. They score. This was tipped in front of the Hawk net. Trent Frederick got a stick in there, deflecting that one in behind Arvid Soderblom. And with 8:38 left in period number one, the Bruins have tied it at one. And the Blackhawks were outshot by the Bruins 13-11. First goal of the hockey game, the first goal in the great career. And I'm going to say great because I think that's what we're all going to see. The career of Connor Bedard, the young career of Connor Bedard, to be fair. And that came early in the frame. It was tied up by the Bruins, a goal by Frederick at 11:22. 1-1 is where she stands after 20. It's been a good game.
Yeah, you know, just like yesterday, great pace, great energy, good action at both ends of the ice. Boston had some quality chances. Chicago had some really good looks. Both power plays, 0-for-1. Just, boy, I mean, you just got to be excited for what's going to be coming this season and for many years to come with this group of guys. Korchinski almost gets his first on a pass from Connor Bedard. I mean, just so many great storylines that we'll be able to talk about all season long.
And already tried to sweep it ahead into the Bruin zone again. Lucic took it away to Pasternak, left circle, hot zone, shoots and scores. Well, it was a good defensive play by Lucic, backing up to his blue line, taking away that pass, and then finding Pasternak, who moved into the Hawk zone to the left wing circle and shot it low under the glove of Soderblom, and the Bruins have their first lead of the game at 2-1.
It's a Hawks turnover in the neutral zone, and the Bruins get the 2-on-1. Lucic does the smart thing right off the bat, just sauces it over on the back end. One of the best snipers in the NHL, and David Pastrnak, just a perfect shot.
Wow.
Far side, just over the pad. Looked like it was underneath the glove. Just got to respect the ability for Pasternak to put that puck in the back of the net.
Hawks will head into the dressing room after two periods, trailing by a goal at 2-1.
Yeah, that was the first period that, it kind of looked like they just didn't have the legs. Maybe you think the game last night, the late night of travel, kind of caught up to them there. Bruins with lots of energy. They were excellent in that second period, create a lot of chances. Blackhawks have a little bit better puck management in some areas. It cost them on the second goal. Neutral zone turnover. You don't want to have that happen when Pastrnak is on the ice. He's going to make you pay, and he certainly did with his first of the season.
Lindholm winds the puck around at the right side to Pastrnak. Hit by Dickinson. Oh, and then Gutman is hit from behind by Beecher and falls headfirst into the boards in front of the penalty boxes. And the gloves come off between Dickinson and Beecher. Dickinson fires a right hand. He's got Beecher held out, gave him a jersey jab with the left, takes a right from Beecher, now throws a right hand, then throws a couple of hard left-hand jersey jabs, and just pounded him with the right hand. Beecher fires a hard right, but misses Dickinson, and the linesmen jump in. And Cole Gutman, fortunately, back on his feet. That could have been catastrophic for young Cole Gutman. But good for Dickinson for sticking up for his teammate. This is batted back down ice by Beecher. Down to the hot blue line. Korchinski there to get it. 5 seconds left in the game. Korchinski will take the puck and just backskate down in front of the net and milk the clock, and that's all she wrote. Final score of the Boston Bruins 3 and the Chicago Blackhawks 1. Final shots on goal favoring the Boston Bruins 34-21.